West of Goose Island, A Chicago Story by Richard S. Post. It was a good time to be a kid. The streets and alleys of Chicago provided lots of opportunities for adventure, and we learned about life on those streets. I grew up believing America was great, and our block was even better. It shaped who I was and who I would become as an adult. I lived in several different neighborhoods in what at that time was known to us as the Near North Side. These places were directly west of Goose Island. It was a Chicago landmark for the working poor. Our house was the first stop after the island. The blocks around my house were the starting point for the immigrants who were beginning their lives in America. While I was living on Throop Street, being so close to the island was never something you thought much about. Black dust was always on the windowsills, tables, and sheets that were drying on lines strung between buildings. Living next to it, the island was noticeable from the smells that would float over us when the wind came from the east. Goose Island was always with us, as the boogeyman our parents would threaten us with if we didn't perform well in school or were misbehaving. Once you smelled the raw animal odors from the rendering plants, you wanted nothing to do with even living near the island. "Keep it up and you'll be living on Goose Island," our parents would tell us. Not a pleasant thought. I only was on the island once, although going to the beach on the Division Street bus I crossed it many times. I was 10 in the summer of 1950. Kaz, my good friend from our block, and I walked down the dirty street along the railroad tracks over to Division Street. We climbed down the bridge girders to the island. He wanted to swim. When we were on the island, we clambered down the pilings and onto a small patch of wet grass at the water's edge. There were small bubbles coming up from the dark water. He took off his jeans and t-shirt. "I'm not going in there," I told him. He went in anyway, diving into the black water. He came up almost immediately and swam back. I had to help pull him up out of the water. "It feels funny in there. The water is too warm and soapy feeling," he said. After his swim, we ended up walking back to the Division Street YMCA so he could take a shower and clean the black scum off his back and neck. It never did come off his t-shirt, but you couldn't see it inside his jeans. When The Creature from the Black Lagoon opened a few years later at a Loop Theater, I thought about Kaz diving into the water on Goose Island. The river and the lagoon looked the same in black and white. The creature could have been lurking at Goose Island, no question.